I'm awake. Okay, now the recording is in progress. Now we can actually start. All right, so Shlichus Dvar Mitzvah. Before I do the PowerPoint, So just we deal with like the nature of Shlichus and how does Shlichus work, right? When it's gonna, when ish, let's say Shliach one can make Shliach two, and the nature of the relationship between the Shliach and the Baal. So now we kind of want to figure out when can we use shlichus, right? What's a shlichus work for, right? And I think obviously that reflects both upon shlichus, but also what are you really doing, right? How do you make someone do something for you? How far can we pull that? Can we have someone else like do everything for us, right? Can you delegate all of your halachic responsibilities to somebody else, and have someone, put on tefillin for you and eat matzah for you on Pesach and sit in the sukkah for you, and daven for you, v'chule, right? All those things, how far can we pull this whole shlichus idea? So obviously there's got to be a limit, right? Because otherwise, you can literally wake up in the morning and be like, wow, I just won the lottery. That's it. I'm going on vacation to, Bora Bora. I'm going to give someone $1 million so that for the rest of his life, he'll be my shliach to do all the mitzvos. Find some nice like kolel guy in some nice Haredi kolel. All right. You pay them and you say, look, you're now my shliach to do all the mitzvos in the Torah. Avoid all the isurim in the Torah. Don't do any of those. Do all the mitzvos for me. And I'm going to go and, party it up, right? I don't know. Maybe you can also, appoint someone else as your shliach to, get all your own chin or something, right? So, oh, I'm also going to be over on Averas. Like, that's, I'm going to be your shliach. Pulling shliach to the Avera here. Say, oh, and I'm also going to pay someone else that, I'm going to be their shliach to do all the Averas. And, they'll be responsible for all the Averas. And I'll get all of that guy's mitzvos, right? And you walk out and you get to do whatever you want. Right? So, obviously, you can't do that. That would be absurd. But if we really hold shlichus shladim kmoso, where do we draw a line? If there's got to be a line, but it's not clear what it should be. Okay, so without further ado, shlichus l'dvar mitzvah. So what do we have? So the Tosfos is bothered by this, and he says, shiny hasam, the ein shliach l'dvar avera, yish makshim im kein l'chol dvar mitzvah yoel hashliach. Okay, ein shliach l'dvar avera. The yesh shliach l'dvar mitzvah. So why can't you just have your shliach do the mitzvahs for you? The yomer adam lechavero, shave the sukkah ba'avuri, hanach tefillin ba'avuri. Now you put on tefillin and sit in the sukkah for me. The lav milsi, obviously that's not real. Shehamitzvah shechayvo hamakom lasos begufo hech yiftor hu al yedei shlucho v'hu lo yase klum. And he says, wait a second. Obviously not, because the mitzvah said the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh him to do begufo, right, with his own body. Hech yiftar hu al yidei shlucho v'hu lo yaseh klum, and he won't do anything, right? Right, Torah told you to go and do these things, right? Physically, right, being physically involved, personally involved. How can you get out of that through a shliach if you didn't do anything? Right? Shemash kasav baget. Anna ploni petris plonis. Chinamia isha l'mihi mekudeshes. Ki im lo. V'hi ishto. V'chim b'troma. Who knows in troma mi pirosav. Okay? V'chim b'pesach. Hu ochlo. V'al shmo yishache v'zorei kadam. So he says like this. First, he says something that we don't really understand, I think, right? This line about lasos begufo is pretty opaque, right? It's almost like answering the question with its own answer, right? Oh, the Torah says, Torah obviously wants you not to do it yourself and not with a shliach. Why, right? Our question is, why can't you have a shliach do all the mitzvahs for you? It says, how could you be yotze the mitzvahs if you didn't do them? Well, the answer would be, right, we have an answer for that, right? How could we answer that? Isn't it exactly the sigi we've been dealing with the last few weeks, which is shlucho shel adam kemoso, right? Shlichos, yeah, right? How could he get away, do, or be counted as if he did something, ayidei shlucho, if he didn't do anything? The answer could be, well, because that's what shlichos is. Right? So this line is very tricky. But his example, his first example is like this. Oh, of course, when it comes to gerushin and kiddushin, shlichos works. Why? Ki hu hamigarish v'lo hashliach. Okay, this is Gishmak. This is very good. He says, who's the megarish? Who's doing the gerushin? Who's the gerushin relevant to? Right? The mishaleach. Shema kasav beget, ana, ploni, I, Bob, am being megarish, my wife. Right? And who's nitgareshet? The result is that his wife is then nitgareshet, not him, not the shliach, right? So since the result, the actual halachic effect that we're doing is effective upon the mishaleach and the, right, and his wife. So of course, the begarishin and kedushin, mahani ki hu hamegarish, below shliach, the shliach isn't doing the mitzvah or whatever it is he's doing. The shliach, right, is effecting something upon the mishaleach. Right? V'chein ha'isha l'mihi mikudeshas kiyem lo. Okay, let's skim the rest. Aval b'sukkah, hachinami yachol omar l'shliach asei li sukkah. Right, a shliach can make a sukkah for you, that's fine. V'hu yoshev ba, aval im yashav ba chaveiro, lo kiyem hu klum. V'chein lulav etzitzis v'chol ha'mitzvos, right? Because that's fine, because when it comes to sukkah, you can make the sukkah, and then I can sit in it. But if I appoint a shliach to build me a sukkah and appoint a shliach to sit in the sukkah, I didn't do anything, right? Who sat in the sukkah?
A shliach.
Right. But who got divorced?
You did.
Right.
But actually, you're already kind of accepting this as axiomatic. If you really say the shaliach shadam kamoto, then you can be, oh, you and the shaliach both sat in the sukkah.
Ah, so here's the thing. What the Tosafos Rid is saying, he's stepping away from that idea of shlucho shel adam kemoso in a strong sense. Right? That's, I think, exactly the point. Meaning, what the Tosafos Rid did here is normally we're used to thinking shlucho shel adam kemoso. Right, exactly what Nathan's saying is that shulcho shel adam kemoso, and therefore when he does the gerushin, it's mityaches to the mishaleach. Does the Tosafos Rid? No. The shaliach is there in the right in terms of effecting the gerushin, but he's not the one who's doing the gerushin, right? What does it say in the get? It doesn't say the shaliach's name in the get. It says the mishaleach's name in the get. So who's getting divorced? The mishaleach. Right? The shliach is like a tool, right? He's the way in which the mishaleach is being megaresh. But ultimately, in terms of the mitzvah, in terms of the chalos involved, it's a chalos that's happening directly on the mishaleach. Right? Because what it says in the get is the mishaleach's name, not the shliach's name. Right? It says, it says the name of the baal, not of the shliach. As opposed to a sukkah, who's sitting in the sukkah? Who's doing mitzvah yeshiva basukkah? Only the shliach, right? And there's nothing that connects this back to the mishaleach. The mishaleach hasn't accomplished anything. But what's cool about this Tosafos Rid, at least in his example part, is that really, shlichus isn't shaykh to mitzvahs, right? I mean, we're used to this idea, oh, shlichus works. Why can't it work by certain mitzvahs? So, oh, maybe certain mitzvahs are an exception. I think what the Tosafos Rid is saying that shlichus is not relevant to mitzvahs, right? Shlichus is relevant to accomplishing certain legal effects, right? But in terms of the actual mitzvah itself, you don't get like, oh, mitzvah points because you sent someone else to do it, right? You can send someone else to do, you know, what to create whatever legal realities are going to exist, like a get. But the get itself, the act of gerushin, is really being done by you, right? And the shliach is divorcing you from your wife. So it works because the whole thing is actually being done to you, not to the shliach. But if the shliach goes and sits in a sukkah or puts on tefillin, right, you didn't do anything. So how could you get a mitzvah, right? And the Tosfos Reis is saying that when it comes to mitzvahs, we focus in on like the schar mitzvah, on the kiyama mitzvah idea, and not on the idea of like, oh, legal, there's some sort of legal action that you're performing. So when we're dealing with legalities, if we're dealing with torts, if we're dealing with, you know, gerushin or kiddushin, contract law, right? Things like that. So then we can say, oh, well, there's this legal action that's being performed, right? There's some sort of legal process. And the legal process can be done through an agent, but who's doing the legal process? Who's getting gerushin? Right? The man and his wife, not the shliach. But who's sitting in a sukkah? You can't say, oh, I'm sitting in a sukkah and I'm just using the shliach as a way to accomplish that, right? This doesn't make sense. So of course there's no such thing as shlichas here. Yeah. Rachel.
If we're saying that the Tosfos Rid is saying that shlichas is only a thing by legal actions, so if you like have a shliach, I can think of by Purim, often used, or even Sedaka shliach, there's no legal action involved.
But, yeah, there is. I mean, for two things. One, there's a practical action, right? You're moving an object that belongs to me to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? So the main point, I think, of the Tosfos Reid is that why do I get credit for the tzedakah? Because it's my money. I'm giving my money to the ani. I can do that through a shliach, but I'm the one who's giving the money, right? I'm the one who's giving the mishloach manos. I'm doing that through an agent. But I'm the one who's doing it. How do we know that I'm the one who's doing it? It's my money, right?
That's so less of a focus on if it's a legal action or not.
Yeah, so the emphasis is definitely, I think, is much more on the fact that ki hu hamigarish velo hashliach, right? Shema kasav beget ana ploni patris plonis, right? He's the one who's being megarish. Now, you can do this through an agent, but ultimately, who's the doer? You're the doer. It's happening to you, right? The Baal it's happening to the Baal. It's being done through an agent, but it's happening to him. When it comes to tzedakah, you give al yedei shliach, right? It's happening to you. You're the one who's giving the money, and it's your money that now just got to the ani. You did it through an agent, but it happened to you. As opposed to a sukkah, your shliach sitting in a sukkah didn't happen to you. Right? You're not involved in the picture. So why should you get credit for doing the mitzvah? Right? Lo kiyem hu klum. You didn't do any kiyem mitzvah. Where's the kiyem mitzvah? You know, it's, right? If we go back to this, the underlined line, shaha mitzvah shechaivo hamakom lasos bigufo hech yipatehu al yidei shlucha v'hu lo yaseh klum. The Mishaleach isn't doing anything. How did he do a mitzvah? Right? Shlichos allows you to, you know, to sort of extend your reach. But it's not going to, it doesn't mean that you did something that you never did. Right? So if someone else does something, you can't just take credit for that. Right? What about all of shlichos? Isn't all of shlichos about being pater v'hu lo yasa klum? The answer is no, right? Because by a get, you're not doing nothing, right? You're the one who's being megarish, and the gerishin is happening to you. It's happening lasos bigufo, because it's you divorcing your wife. But by a sukkah, your shliach sitting in the sukkah in no way makes you someone who sat in a sukkah. Right, if you have a shliach build you a sukkah on your property with your wood, so now you have a sukkah. Great, So yeah, that works like the shliach. You know, if you hold, there's like a Yerushalmi that says you make a bracha when you build the sukkah. So, you know, so according to that Yerushalmi, yeah, like, you know, you yotze the mitzvah of building a sukkah. But otherwise, you know, no dice, right? Sitting in the sukkah, how does that relate to you? Right. So the Tosfos Rid, I think, is very much, it's stepping away from our from the model of shlucho shel adam kimoso, and it's as if really you are embodied by the shliach. And he's saying, look, 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 shlichus lets is almost like a yada richta model, where it allows you to perform these actions by remote. But at the end of the day, they still need to be your actions, and they still need to relate to you. You still need to have done it, right? You can do it by remote, but you still need to do it. You still need to be the one who's getting divorced, right? And the gerushin has to be chal on you. And if you're merely, you know, telling someone else to go sit in a sukkah, so he's not even your shliach, right? Or he's your, what does that even mean? Shlichus is irrelevant here, because shlichus is about doing things yourself or to yourself or to, right, to your legally relevant extension, such as, let's say, your nechasim, right? And just doing that by remote through like a yad arichta. Okay? So the whole idea of mitzvah, so whenever you have a mitzvah to be done by the shlichus, really you're the one doing the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is really happening to you, such as, let's say, mitzvah's kiddushin, if you assume it's a mitzvah, right? You did the mitzvah because you got married. You got married through a shliach, but you got married. And at the end of the day, you're married now, right? You have something to show for it. Okay? So he's emphasizing that in general, it seems like shlichus really works more because of the end result. That's a way to do an end result that directly relates to you just by remote. But the impact has to be on you. And you can only be yotzei mitzvah by remote if ultimately you did the mitzvah, right? You're impacted by the mitzvah. You're involved in the mitzvah, right? You had someone else help you out, but you're not the one who did it. But you're the one who did it, sorry. Okay. That's the Tosfos Rid's explanation. The Chasam Sofer, who he thinks he's explaining the Tosfos Rid. I think his explanation is actually something a little different than what the Tosfos Rid is saying. Tosfos Rid, right, is really, I think, trying to take us away from shlichus. The Chasam Sofer is trying to say a vart within shlichus. Dafka mitzvah shenasim begufo have a shlucho kimoso, have a lo mitzvah she'al gufo. Okay, what does that mean? Lahaniach al zro'o o lamul or lato v'yeh ki'ilu monachim al zro'o hamishaleach or arlas hamishaleach nechras ze'ina. You can appoint a shliach, right, to do things that you're supposed to do. But you can't appoint a shliach to be you, right? His action, you can say shlucho shel adam kimoso, but you can't say that gufo shel shliach ki gufo. Okay? So when the shliach puts tefillin on his arm, you, the mishaleach, put tefillin on the shliach's arm. Now, if you've ever helped someone else put on tefillin, you know that helping someone else put on tefillin on their arm might make you a nice person, but it doesn't actually get you a kiyum of mitzvah tefillin, right? So you're great. You just helped someone else put on tefillin, but you put it onto them, not onto you. Okay, so you're saying there are two things. There's the question of the identity of your guf. There are mitzvos, which you're supposed to do physically with your body, and then there are mitzvos that you're supposed to do, right? So gerushin is a doing mitzvah, right? Assuming in the cases where it's mitzvah, let's say, right? Hafrashas truma, it's a doing mitzvah, as opposed to wearing tefillin, which is a, right? Something needs to be on your guf, right? It's a body-involved mitzvah where the identity of the body is important. It needs to be on your guf, right? If you don't have a bris milah, then you need to remove your arla. Doesn't doing a milah to somebody else, right, is fine, but that's not going to count towards your mitzvah smila. Okay? So his chakira is you have nasim bigufo and nasim al gufo. If the mitzvah is to do yourself, even if you're supposed to do it yourself, shulcho shaladim kemosa. If you're supposed to do it to yourself, to your body, so then obviously shlichus is not going to help you because shlichus doesn't redefine the other guy as your physical body, right? It will just, his actions are your actions. But he's still, his body is still his, not yours. Because the mitzvah was for you to put tefillin on your body, not on his body. Okay? I would see why these two are different. Yeah, not time.
Okay, I guess just a question, but I might answer also the question there, is so according to the Chatam Sofer, when it's all just based on what's on your body, with something like lulav, which even though you do it with your body, but it's not on your body, would at least, according to the Chatam Sofer, that be considered potentially something which you could do while a shaliach? Well, according to David already, it's very clear that lulav would not be work with a shaliach.
Oh, exactly. Fantastic. Lulav would be, right, is a great, you know, almost example in the sense that according to the Tosas Rid, there's no havamina that taking a lulav, having a shliach, you know, pick up a lulav for you is going to count, right? Because you didn't do the mitzvah, he did the mitzvah, right? So that's obvious because whoever did the mitzvah gets credit for doing the mitzvah, right? That's the Tosas Rid. If the result of the mitzvah is on you, if you're doing the mitzvah, right, because the mitzvah actually directly relates to you, it's about, right, the Baal is Megarish's wife, and you're the Baal written in the get, so actually you're the one who's getting divorced, right, you just did that through an agent, so then fine, you did the mitzvah, right, or you did it. Taking the lulav, in no way did you take it, right? Until you bring in shlichos, then you might want to argue shlichos. In a get, your name's in the get. So let's ignore shlichos. Once we say, oh, the get was chal, we say, yeah, you just divorced your wife, right? Now, how did you get that to happen? That was through shlichos. But the result is that you did it. So no havamina by lulav. According to the chasam sofer, right, what do we need to ask?
What is the mitzvah of lulav, really? Like if it's just a kich that you should take a lulav, then I think you should be able to do it as a shaliach, because a shaliach can take something for you. If it's more, you have to have a lulav in your hand, which to me doesn't strike me like that's the mitzvah, but I guess it's possible, then it shouldn't work.
Right. On the other hand, like the lakachtem lachem, right? Like just like the mitzvah is like lahaniach tefillin. So like lahaniach is like, right, lahaniach on yourself. So like the lakachtem lachem is like you need to take it, right? It's like you in your own hands taking it. but exactly, I think that's exactly the point, right? According to the Chasam Sofer, you're not going to have to go through all the mitzvos and say, oh, when do we care about, is it big gufo or al gufo? According to Tosos Rid, you only have to ask a few questions, which is, by default, you can't do mitzvos like de shliach. When can you is if you're actually the one doing it. Right, which is going to be very limited. Okay. The Ktsos says something a little different. Hanir lanias daiti bezeh. Kiva de shliach shaladam kimoso. Lo amrinan ela bimidi da asiya. Da az havalei maisa shlucho kimoso. Ava bimidi de leka asiya lo amrinan shlucho shaladam kimoso. Similar to the Chasam Sofer. It's a little different. In that he says, what is shlichos? Shlichos is a way to have someone else do maisim for you, right? They're your agent to perform certain actions. They don't become you, right? You can empower them, or they can become you, right, to do certain things, to do something. You can appoint them as your shlich to do X. That only works if there's a maisa involved. Because then he could do X on your behalf. Right? Aval midi deleika asiya, if there's no action involved, lo amrinan shlucho shel adam kamosa. Okay. For example, kamosh kasav arash b'perushu b'nedarim. Hada osa shlech lahafer nidre isho. Right? The Baal can be mefir the nedarim of his wife when he hears them. Right? He says, oh, but you can't appoint a shliach to be made for your nedarim for your wife, because you can only be made for a neder of your wife biyom shamo. And the husband never actually heard the neder of his wife because he's not there. His only the shliach is there. Right? And the Gemara says that the shmiah of the shliach doesn't count as the shmiah of the baal. Why? Says the Rosh. Shmiah ha-apotropos inak shmiah ha-baal afo bisha aso shliach lahafer dimimidi dimimela lo shayach minoy shlichos. Hearing is not an action. You can't appoint someone to hear for you, says the Xos, says the Rosh. Why? Because dimidi dimimela, he's not hearing on your behalf, right? You can appoint someone to do something for you. You can't appoint someone to exist or to acknowledge a reality for you. How can the guy be like, oh, I'm going to listen on your behalf? Right? I think he's trying to say, like, the idea of shlichos is that you appoint someone to do something for you, and then he does it for you because of you. So it's as if you did that, right? You made it happen. Even legally, you could transfer responsibility to do something to someone else. What you can't do is just say, oh, now this guy, you know, he exists as like an extension of me, right? Or when he hears, it's me hearing. No, right? That's not, shlichos isn't like, oh, the shlucha shel adam is kimoso and he's just like a cheftza of you, right? You are empowering him as an agent, right? Or as your proxy. But b'midi d'mimela lo shaykh minu shlichos. You can't appoint him to be for you. You can appoint him to do something, right? The skim. Aval b'tfilin, kishashlech minyach ha-tfilin, hanachazu shiyat asiya, chashuv kiilu ha-mishaleach asa hanachazu. Aval kati lo haniyach ha-tfilin al rosho, ela al rosh shlucho. De'in guf ha-shliach ki guf ha-mishaleach. Kiven de'mili de'mimela lo shayach minu shlichu. Okay, so it's like the Chasam Sofer here at the end, where he's saying, well, the guf of the shliach doesn't become the guf of the mishaleach, right? But he's saying more than that, because he's saying not only does the guf of the shliach not become the guf of mishaleach, but you can't even the concept of shlichos doesn't apply to a mili dimimela, to something that's not an action, and therefore, why doesn't the guf become, my guf become his guf? Because the guf transforming is a mili dimimela. It's not an action. Okay? Now, why is that important? Because according to the Chasam Sofer, you can totally appoint a shliach for anything. It sounds like even for a mili dimimela, right? The problem is just that his guf is not going to become my guf. According to the Ktzos, the problem is that shlichos. The shlichos doesn't apply to mili d'mimela. It has to be an action. So, meaning why? According to the Ktzos, we're really okay with the idea of shlucho shel adam kimoso saying that my guf is really his guf. What's the problem? You can't appoint me to be your guf. Right? It's like, it's really an essentially a way of saying, oh, shlichos really is this power of proxy. You just can't appoint me to be a proxy to exist. You can appoint me to be a proxy to do something, but not to exist on your behalf. Right? The Chasam Sofer is saying something about a mitzvos. There are different types of mitzvos. There are mitzvos that you're supposed to do, and there are mitzvos that are supposed to be done to your body. Right? For a mitzvah that's nasa begufo, that you're supposed to do, you can do that ayde shliach. For a mitzvah, and it's about the mitzvah that's supposed to be done to your body, shlichos isn't going to cut it, because at the end of the day, right, it's not the same body. You understand like the difference, right? For the Chasam Sofer, it's about, there are different types of mitzvahs. And for certain, right, and shlichos is only for, shlichos allows you to do something on another person's behalf, but it's not going to change the identity of your guf. For the ktos, Shlichus is actually on the one is more powerful. Shlichus isn't fundamentally opposed to the idea that, oh, you can replace one guf with the other, right? It's just that Shlichus doesn't work for a mili de memela, so you can't appoint him to be your guf. Right? Nafkamina, potentially, is, I would say, you know, again, we could bring in lulav and say, well, according to, you know, if we think that lulav is about taking lulav, you know, biadecha, but it also has to be your yad, so then maybe, you know, according to Chasm Sofer, well, it needs to be your yad, and it's not your yad at all, right? According to Tosfos, it's not habamina because you're not doing the mitzvah. The Mishalech's not doing the mitzvah. According to the Tzos, he needs to split between and say, wait a second, actually, you could appoint the shliach to take lulav for you, right? You really can't, because it's if it's a maisa, right? But there's like a tenai, like, you know, toch kidei, even though he's doing the maisa, the part of the shlichos that's the mili de mamela of also being your yad, that's not going to work. Right? Ela rosh shlucho, de im gof ha-shlech, ki gof ha-mashlech, kiven de mimidi, de mimela lo shach minu shlichos. What's another example? What about something like davening? Right? I think davening might be a decent example. According to the Ktzos, it's not so pashut, why can't you have someone be your shlech to daven for you? Right. If you think like, if you would want to say davening is like, is an action. Right. According to the Chasam Sofer, you know, you. Oh, I maybe. According to Chasam Sofer, maybe you could also make that argument. No, I choose according to Chasam Sofer. You could also, I guess, argue like, why can't you have someone else daven for you? Unless you say
like make that weird that your pay,
like, you could say like, oh no, it needs to be your pay. Yeah, you could like argue that, right? Oh, here we go, right? Tfila, yeah. Shliach, right? Elam kain shomea gamhu to have a shomea keone. About belav hachi lo hava kima svas of shel shliach kishal mishalech to have a mitzvah shal gufa. Right. He's saying, why? Because you're supposed to move your lips. You're supposed to say tefillah. And you didn't say tefillah, right? Someone else said tefillah. Right? So the action of davening might, you know, we can mityachis the action to you, right? But davening is not a mitzvah. We say, wait a second, but there's an action involved, right? And who says it needs to be your lips? No one said, there's no like mitzvah daraisa that needs to be your lips, right? So I think that what the Chasam Sofer is going for is, yeah, but the Akima Svasov Shel Shliach are not like the Mishaleach. Why? Because have a mitzvah She'al Gufo. You're supposed to daven, right? It's not that you're supposed to, like, make sure that davening happens, right? Or you're not supposed to accomplish davening. You're supposed to do davening. You are supposed to daven. Right? I think he's kind of adding in a layer here that's saying it's not just a question of Maisa versus Guf. Right? He's saying that it's a din in mitzvos shenasim begufo versus mitzvos she'al gufo. It's like part of the nature of the, it's a question of like the nature of the mitzvah. Right? There are mitzvos which are about doing something to your Guf, in which case the other guy's Guf can't be your Guf. And there are mitzvos that are incumbent, that you're supposed to do, yourself, which you can have someone else do for you. And this is just supposed to do, you know, that you're supposed to do personally, right? With your body. And davening is something like that. According to the Ktzos, I'm not so sure why davening is not going to work. Right? Davening is not a mili de memela. You could say it's a mitzvah al gufo, right? But when you daven, you say, oh, but the davening wasn't like put on your head, right? Or put on your lips, didn't come out of your larynx. Like, okay, who says that matters? According to the Chasam Sofer, it's mitzvah she'al gufo. It's incumbent to you to do with your body, right? Kalat mosai tomarna or something like that, right? According to the Ktos, it's a din in maisa versus mili dememela, and davening seems like it's a maisa. So it might be a maisa she'al gufo, but it's still a maisa. So why won't it work? Yeah, Natan.
So once we expand the Chatam Sofer out of things that like are very physically on your body, like a brit milah or tefillin, and accept things that are more just incumbent upon oneself to do himself, like tefillah, then like doesn't that become just a very non-exact like line of what is what? Like you could go to every single mitzvah and be like, I think there's an aspect that it's mitzvah that's really important, that it's al gufo. Like even kiddushin, which we know you can do shlichut, I feel like someone could try to make a case that it's really important that you do it because you're getting married to her. Like any mitzvah, you could, I feel like you could argue that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's definitely a flaw in a lot of these, in all of these shittos, is that, you know, there's always like this fudge, this like line of fungibility where you're like, oh, this case doesn't kind of fit so much. But on the other hand, like, how do we define this mitzvah anyway? And then you kind of have to like make it work. Amode, 100%. I think it's a big, sort of like a big flaw, because on the one hand, the Chasam Sofer is so glatt, right? Just like, oh, yeah, the Maisa is your Maisa. Shluch Hashladim Kamoso for the Maisa, not for the Guf, and we're done, right? But then it's just inconceivable to us that like you can have a Shliach Davin instead of you, right? You can't have someone else Davin Shachas for you, unless you're using Shemaya Kohanan, in which case you're really doing it too, right? But if so...
I almost want the, like, a kimutz vatav to be even like that is like some drusha that he got from somewhere that tefillah has to be connected to the lips, and then it kind of just fits more nicely in there.
Right. Yeah, and then it's like, you know, oh, but it's like the svatayim need to be involved. Yeah, it's strange because you'd say no, like it's dibor, it's the maisa, it's not the like physical movement of the lips, unless you say no, gufa, like when we have a din of tefillah, it means you have to say it. And it's like the act of the physical involvement of speaking is important, not merely the fact that like the words come out. I would have actually argued something different. I would have said, let's say we want to talk about the ktos, right? The ktos is more, I think, should have more trouble with this. Because even though the guf ha-shleach is not ki guf ha-mishaleach, he's going to have to like make up like a gzeiras ha-kasav that like tvila needs to be begufo, right? Even more so than the chasam sofer, who's just saying, oh, well, yeah, but that kima sotayim isn't yours. So it's like kishel mishach, the havoc mitzvah she'al gufo. I was like, no, you need to daven yourself. Right? So the argument that, oh, you have to daven yourself, it kind of makes sense to us. I would actually argue slightly differently that tefillah is avodah shebelev, right? In which case, it's not really about the maisa, right? It's really about the totsah. It's really about avodah shebelev. There's a maisa involved, right? You're supposed to daven and say words when you're reaching out to God, but the real mitzvah is the avodah shebelev, right? Which obviously you can't delegate to somebody else. It's not an action. It's not even an action, right? It's one thing to say, oh, you can have a shliach do a mitzvah for you, right? You can't say, oh, I have a shliach embody my relationship with God.
I think it's really adrava.
Why?
Because I can have the will to pray to God through the avodah shebelev and appoint a shliach to do it, just like I can have the will to be megarsha, but you can't here, you do that.
Fantastic.
So right? No, so it's that Akimat Svatayim is a really beautiful way of putting it, that you have to express the avodah shebelev through your svatayim, through the presence of the actual words and not just the underlying idea. So that's, I think, it's a really nice way of putting it through Akimat Svatayim.
Okay, so Alex, I have a kasha. Let's say you have a person, right, who's being mechavein to tefillah, right, and he's standing next to someone else who's saying the words.
Well, that's what the Chatam Sofer is saying, that it is basically, if you're there present, if you're present there and hearing it, that basically is Akimat Svatayim.
Ah, right. That's Shomei Ka'or or Shomei Ka'one, right?
Right. But he's saying it's the same. But let's say you're not there. It's just about good enough for Akimat Svatayim.
Right. Well, I'm saying, let's say you're not there at all. At all. You're somewhere totally different. You pay someone else to daven for you on your behalf. Where's the Avodah Shebelev there?
Well, it's in your heart. You say, I want you to daven for me. I want to talk to God.
But no, but I said that. That's not me doing Avodah Shebelev to Hashem. There's no kiyum of Avodah Shebelev there. That's my head saying, oh, I'm paying someone
to daven for me. At 8 a.m., I'm going to be mechaven and you daven for me.
We have something called like that.
Not enough because there's no
but that's Shomei Ka'one.
No, but you're doing it in different places.
But then you're not being mechaven to the tefillos.
Well, you are. You're being mechaven at the same time. I'm thinking every single word of that Shomei Ka'one, right? But I want you to say it over there in your house.
Okay, so when you want a taina, I would modify your argument because otherwise there's no connection, right? You're not doing that with the Shabbat. I would argue that you're our taina that if I have a Zoom, right, to somebody else, and they're davening, and I'm listening and being mechaven, and I was mimanah them a shliach, right? So then there might not be Shomei Ka'one because I'm not actually hearing him, but through Zoom, right? But since I'm have a kiyum of the avodah shebelev because I'm actually being mechaven to tefilos, right? And he was my shliach for the kima svasayim. So according to the ktsos, I think maybe you'd be yotze. Not according to the Chasam Sofer. Because according to the Chasam Sofer, he wants to say that tefillah itself is a mitzvah shal gufa. By the way, it's not so crazy. The Rambam, when it comes to tshuva, right, thinks that part of the mitzvah of tshuva is to verbalize it, right? It's the act of verbalization which is essential. So it could be that, like, you say the same thing by tefillah, that the act of verbalization of bringing it from, you know, from your soul to actual words, is that process is critical. And then, so you can say it's mamash a mitzvah al gufa. Okay? But if not, so you can say, oh, how can the ksos explain why you can't do tefillah? So it could be, he would argue, you know, in a chanami, really it should be fine. Because there's a mitzvah, a maisa, of davening, right? So shliach tzibor, he's the shliach of the tzibor, he's really a shliach, right? Shlucho shladim kimoso, his dibor is like everyone's dibor, right? Wait a second, but tefillah is avodah shebelev, and if it's avodah shebelev, the avodah shebelev is immediately dememela, right? And then we'll bring in Alex's answer, which is, oh, in a chanami, it's immediately dememela, but, you know, maybe that's how Shomei Ka'one works, really. And you're standing there, and you're listening, so you're doing the mili de memela part of the avodah shebelev by listening, and he's doing the dibor part, you know, through shlichos, which is a maisa, right? Because for the ktsos, it's about maisa versus mili de memela, not about the nature of the mitzvah, right? For the chasam sofer again, it's about the nature of the mitzvah. According to the ktsos, it has nothing to do with the nature of the mitzvah. It works across shlichos works for all mitzvos. It's not shlichos always works. When doesn't shlichus? The problem is, shlichus, even though it works for all mitzvos, doesn't work for all legal constructs. It works for meisim and not milidimemelas. And therefore, or mimela, you can't use it for a milidimemela, so that part you'd have to do yourself. Right? So maybe the ksos, you know, would go for saying, ah, you can appoint the person on the other end of the Zoom to be your shlichus shaladim kimoso, to daven for you. And then you'll be mechavein. So the mili d'memei love the avodah shebelev you'll be doing yourself. But maybe, you know, but the actual mice of tefillah, you can have the other guy do for you. Food for thought. I haven't actually looked into that. The whole Zoom example, really, and the tefillah example has come up now. I didn't think of it before this year. So I didn't look into whether or not anyone actually makes that sort of argument. But I'm sure, like, when all the discussions recently about, like, oh, can you do XYZ over Zoom? Like, you know, maybe someone really... might have really addressed that properly. So at some point worth looking into. Okay. Or Sameach. So the Or Sameach, I think, is really going back towards what we really understood more in the Tosos Rid. And he says the following. V'hu, d'mitzvas kavanas ha-Torah, she'yochlu kol Yisrael Pesach u'matzo u'mara v'kayotze v'zeh, im kein, im yochel echad avor chavero, halo yimale echad kreso avor kol ha'olam, v'yizbato mekivun ha-Torah, she'kol Yisrael yochlu ba'atman, matza, or korban Pesach, v'chein zukah. Shemachavin she'kol Yisrael yishvu b'sukos v'lo echad avor kula. Okay, what's going to happen? I should have also read this line. Aval, you can't have shlichos lo heicha shehamaisa hamerkazi hatachliti yihyeh ach l'shliach. Says if the tachlis of the mitzvah impacts the mishaleach, so then we're fine. But if the tachlis of the mitzvah only impacts the shliach, right, such as a case of achilas matzah, right, where there's no impact on the mishaleach, if there's a gerushin, so there's an impact on the mishaleach, are you undermining, are you bypassing, are you not actually doing what the Torah meant when you send a shliach to be megarish? No, it's fine, right? Because the mitzvah ends up being effective on you also. But if you send the shliach to eat matzah, so then what's the point of mitzvah achilas matzah, right? All Klai Yisrael can appoint one guy to be the shliach for achilas matzah, and then no one's going to eat matzah, right? And the Torah clearly had a purpose in mind when it told us all to eat matzah. So clearly, if shlichos would undermine the toelas of the mitzvah, so then shlichos obviously can't work because then you're not mekayim the toelas of the mitzvah. Okay? Now this is different than the Tosfos Rid, that, well, at least the way we understood it, and the Chasam Sofer, and the Ktzos, because it's like the Chasam Sofer in that it's dependent on the nature of the mitzvah, right? However, for the Chasam Sofer, there are different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs you're supposed to do, and the mitzvos that you're physically, your body is supposed to be involved in, right? So ones that are a mitzvah on your body, you can't do shlichos, because shlichos doesn't change the identity of the body involved. But mitzvos that are about doing something, right, shlichos works. According to Tosfos Rid, shlichos never works for a mitzvah, right? Because you didn't do the mitzvah. When does it work? Only if you actually accomplish the mitzvah, right? You did the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to be megarish, and the shliach gives a get, and therefore you were megarish, so you were megarish. If the mitzvah is to eat matzah, and someone else, your shliach, eats matzah, you didn't eat any matzah, so you weren't yotzei a mitzvah, right? You didn't do the mitzvah. For the Tosfos Rid, you can never really have a shliach do the mitzvah for you. You need to do the mitzvah, just that sometimes having a shliach do what XYZ is you doing the mitzvah, right? Says the Or Sameach, it depends on the purpose of the mitzvah, the toelas of the mitzvah. Right? Tosfos Rid says, never works on the mitzvah. You always need to do the mitzvah yourself. The Chasam Sofer says it depends on the type of mitzvah, right? Mitzvah on the guf, mitzvah of the ma'isa. The Or Sameach says it depends on the type of mitzvah, but it depends on whether or not you're accomplishing the toelas of the mitzvah if you do it through shlichos. Get that? It's very result-oriented. Are you accomplishing the result, the purpose of the mitzvah if you do it through shlichos? By gerushin, the answer is yes. Were you megarish with a sefer krisos? The cost of a sefer krisos? Yes. Great. You're allowed to do that through shlichos. I was trying to think of a few other examples. But yeah, right? If you shech the korban pesach through a shliach, are you yotzei? Yes. You accomplish the toelas of the mitzvah? Yes. Because what's the toelas of the mitzvah of shchitas kachim? That the kachim should be nishchat, right? Achilas kachim, right? Or at least achilas korban pesach, is that you should eat the korban pesach. So if you do that on yidei shliach, we didn't accomplish that purpose. Right? And if you're not going to accomplish the purpose of the mitzvah, Rak ba'ovin sha'inin hu shel chaveiro, she pischo nishkat lishmo, v'hu ochel, Chen kiddushin l'shmo niskadeshes plonis. The chol yisrael yul lehen gam kenashim. Right? And the mitzvah of kiddushin is that people should be married. If people get married ayde shliach, are they married? Yes. Is a toelas of the mitzvah being accomplished? Yes. Amnam beraticha v'chele v'arba tzach l'chapes tamim l'shloa shlichos mishum d'mechuvan haTorah. Okay, what about like murder? Why do we need to tell you that there's ein shlichos d'var avera? Because what's the purpose of telling you not to murder? The main purpose. We don't want people to get murdered, right? So what? If you murder ayde shliach, did you reach the end result of what the Torah didn't want you to do? Yes, right? If you murder ayde shliach, the guy's dead, which is what the Torah didn't want to happen, which means you accomplished what the Torah didn't want to happen through a shliach. So you accomplished the Torah's mitzvah, which is why we would say yesh shlichus l'dvar aveira in these cases, right? V'hanefesh yehareg. Im kein im osa zeh neged mechuvan haTorah ayde chavero. Haray avar al yidei siba al mechuvan haTorah. Okay, so he says it depends on the toelos of the mitzvah, the ratzon haTorah. Are you accomplishing the ratzon haTorah through shlichos? If the answer is no, so then you can't. You do it ayde shlichos, right? Because you're not accomplishing the toelos of the mitzvah. Okay. Do you explain that question, Alex?
Well, use the maybe this is just my thinking being weird, but you use the both terms, the Ratzon haTorah and the toelet, and the way you described it, I also heard both things. That Ratzon haTorah to me sounds like, well, the Torah is giving us this mitzvah for a reason, and if we think about what it's all about, what's the ikar of the mitzvah, what's the time of the mitzvah, then, well, obviously some things can be done as long as the outcome happens. Maybe what I'm talking through doesn't make so much sense. Some things that obviously a shliach can do, and the Torah's desire, the Torah's intent has been fulfilled. And there are some things that I can do, and obviously the experience is essential to it. So getting somebody else to do it just isn't what the Torah had in mind by giving it. And it's really kind of a Tamei Mitzvot approach. Whereas you can have the alternative that it's really, when he says toelet, he means the outcome. And either the outcome happened or the outcome didn't happen. And I'm more interested in a specific event being ticked off rather than whether we fulfilled the Torah's general desires.
Okay, great. So very good question. The Or Sameach is talking about like the Tamei Mitzvot. Definitely it's a Tamei HaMitzvos thing. Even as a line. Avar al yedei siba al mechuvan haTorah, right? You're going against like the ratzon of the Torah, the purpose of the mitzvah of the Torah. Hazreshim chuvan shekol yisrael yeshu b'sukkah. So the Torah wants everyone to sit in a sukkah, right? And that Tamei HaMitzvos is not going to get accomplished if we all do it ayde shlichos, right? So you're allowed to do shlichos in kol haTorah kula because, you know, That's how it works, right? But not if it's going to undermine the toelos of the mitzvah, right? Now, what Alex is pointing out is that there's another way to look at this, which is like parallel to the Chasam Sofer, right? But in the sense that the Chasam Sofer is saying, oh, there are mitzvahs where you're supposed to do beguf, and there are mitzvahs that you're supposed to do, but it doesn't need to be done with your body, right? We could say something similar, but it's like, oh, well, but if there is a mitzvah where shlichus is compatible with the end result, right? And maybe the end result is more important. So there is actually a shita who says that. Should I bring this in? Let's just do the Marach or Zeruah first, because it's exactly what Alex is raising, essentially, which is Shema Shchita Hafrashas Chala in Mitzvasan Ela Shesh Titakein Ha'isa. What's the mitzvah of Shchita? We don't. The action isn't what's important. What's important is the result, right? The mitzvah is the Totzah, not the Ma'isa. Right? Because Rav Chasam Sofer was saying, oh, mitzvah shebegufo versus mitzvah shebemaisa, right? Is the maisa the mitzvah, or is your body, right, your guf, part of the mitzvah? The Marachor Zeruah is saying, it depends if whether the mitzvah is the maisa, which the right ksos and chasim sofer said, oh, if the mitzvah is the maisa, then you could do shlichos. Says the Marachor Zeruah, no, if the mitzvah is the maisa, you can't do shlichos because God wants you to do this action. But if the mitzvah is the totza'ah, then it's fine, right? Because the mitzvah isn't to do something. If God, right, this is, I think, much more compatible with the Tosfos Rid himself. Okay? I think the Tosfos Rid might even be willing to accept the Marachor Zeruah. Well, I don't think he would really accept anyone else's work. Because the Tosfos Rid says, you need to do the mitzvah. If you didn't do the mitzvah, then you're not getting credit, right? Just because you appoint the shliach doesn't give you credit for doing the mitzvah if you didn't do the mitzvah. You need to do it, and you need to do it yourself, right? Just a get, Aydei Shliach, the mitzvah is giving the get. You're the one getting divorced, right? The Shliach is an implement of the Yad HaRichta to deliver it. But you're the one who's doing the divorcing, right? So the Marachor Zeruah is compatible with that because he's saying, oh, of course you need to do the mitzvah when God says do this mitzvah, right? But he's going a step further and he's saying, ah, but let's say God says, make sure to get this end result. Does it really matter how I get that end result? Right? God said, I want end result X. I want you to not eat tevel. I want you to eat to be mafresh truma. The mitzvah isn't necessarily to be mafresh truma. The point is to separate truma from the chulin, right? The point of shechita is to not eat nevela, right? You don't want the basa to be nevela, or right? You don't want the tevel. You want it to be mafresh and tachala and chulin. In mitzvasan ela shetitake na'isa. Right? If you're gonna be married, you need to do it derech kiddushin. You need to be married through kiddushin. But the point is to be married through kiddushin, not the act of kiddushin, says the Tosfos, or Marachor Zeruah. There's no mitzvah to go and give someone kiddushin, really, right? The mitzvah is that you shouldn't live with someone, right, without marriage. You should be married to your wife, right? Or should, more accurately, you should be married to your partner, right? V'chein begirushin, v'afrashas truma, v'shchita skachim, v'kviyas mezuzah, v'asiyas makeh. There's no mitzvah to build a makeh. There's no mitzvah to build a fence around your roof. The mitzvah is to have a fence around your roof so that no one falls, right? No one. Do you need to appoint a shliach? There's a question about whether or not there's even a point of appointing a shliach to build the makeh, right? Maybe it's good enough to, you know, to pay someone to do it, and let's say a guy, even if there's no shliach, didn't you say, oh, the ain't shliach is a guy, v'chule. So how can you have him build your makeh? So the answer could be, well, we don't need shlichos for building a makeh because it's a mitzvah in the totzah. That would actually be a step beyond the Marachor Zeruah, right? Marachor Zeruah is saying shlichos works because it's a mitzvah in the totzah. The other option is that you don't even need shlichos when it's a din in the totzah. Could be makeh is even more extreme because makeh, it literally says in the pasuk, have a makeh so that people don't fall, right? So if you prevent people from falling, then it should be fine. Aval betfilin v'tzitzis v'achilas matzah v'sukkah v'lulav in shayach shlichos. Right? Shlichos is just in shayach because the mitzvah isn't to have eaten matzah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. The mitzvah is to take a lulav and shake it. Not, right, to have shaken a lulav. Right? The mitzvah is, but when it comes to shechita, is to have shechted the meat before you eat it. Don't eat non-shechted meat. If you're going to eat the meat, make sure it's shechted. Right? That if you're going to eat bread, make sure they've been to be mafresh challah. Okay? It's a mitzvah in the totzah, and therefore, as the Kovetz Shirim says it very, very clearly, hey, he says there are two types of mitzvah. Hecha de'ikar ha-mitzvah hi ha-totzahs ha-maisa, u'bezeh shayach shlichos, and hecha de'hasiya be'atma hi guf ha-mitzvah, v'lo mahani shlichos. Right? This is, if it's about the totzah. So of course you could do either shliach, right? Because what is shlichos? It's a way of getting a certain result. I think that's also like a big question in terms of shlichos. How do we view shlichos here? Are we viewing shlichus as like a yada arichta? It's a way to get a result, but it's not you. It's not something that you're doing, right? I think that's what the Kovetz Shirim is kind of going towards. Tosus Rid, Mariachor Zeruah. We're emphasizing this idea that ultimately you, right, you didn't do it. It's not you. Shlucho Shel Adam is able to do things for you, but he's not really you. He's not Kemosa, right? And therefore, he could do things for you, but you didn't do it. As opposed to, let's say, the Ktos really thinks Shlucho Shel Adam Kemosa, and therefore, and I think Chasam Sofer also, and therefore, they have to say, well, wait a second, you know, but we have to have a limitation. So the Chasam Sofer, mitzvos where the Torah cares about the guf involved, so you did it, but it's not your guf. And the Ktos goes a step further and says, no, 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 you did it, but since being your guf is a mili dimemela, you can only appoint the shliach for maisim and not for mili dimemelas, right? But ultimately, shlichu shladim always works, right? Says the Kovetz Shirim based on the Maracha or Zeruah, no, hecha da'asiyah be'at mahi guf ha-mitzvah lo mahani shlichus. Ktos says, of course, if the maisa is the main point, so you can appoint the shliach to do a maisa. Says the Maracha or Zeruah, if the mitzvah is in the maisa, so you need to do the maisa, because that's the mitzvah. If it's in the totzah, so you can have that totzah be done either someone else. Okay, so it's really these two very different conceptions of shlichos. Is shlichos something that, of course, lets you do a maisa through someone else, and then it's your maisa, and then, of course, if the mitzvah is to do a maisa, it works? Or you say, no, shlichos is ultimately a way of accomplishing something without doing it yourself. Right? It's not your action, right? The action is legally under your auspices. The action is, you know, authorized by you. But it's not your action. The shliach doesn't become you, in which case, you never did the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is the maisa, says Marachor Zeruah, you didn't do it, right? When are you going to be okay? Only if the mitzvah is in the totzah. Okay. Whew. So, what do we have? We have is, you know, Shalom, I'll skip this chart. Oh, sorry, I just forgot the Or Sameach. Right, the Or Sameach, similarly, is very similar to the Or Zeruah, the Marach Or Zeruah, but his vort is, it's more about the Tameh HaMitzvos, as opposed to the nature of the mitzvah. Right, which is exactly what Alex was asking. Right, the Or Sameach says when the tameh hamitzvah is such that it's, you know, that you need to do it yourself, then you can't have shlichus. Marach Or Zeruah says no, it depends on the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is do the ma'isa, no shlichus. If the mitzvah is achieve a certain totzah, then yes, mitzvah, yes shlichus. Okay, now parallel to the Marach Or Zeruah, but opposite, is the Chasam Sofer, right? Because the Chasam Sofer says that it depends on whether or not the mitzvah is a mitzvah b'maisa or mitzvah b'gufa, right? If the mitzvah is to do it you yourself, b'gufo, al gufo, so then you can't have shlichus. But if it's only a maisa, so then you can't. So he's also saying, oh, there are two types of mitzvos, but the difference is that dafka, if it's a mitzvah in the ma'isa, then you're fine, because shlichus works to do ma'isa, right? But shlichus can't re-identify the guf as your guf. Okay? So according to the ktos, it's like, you know, hagbala is a limitation in the shlichus. And the Rasha is like shlichus for maisim and not a davarish memela. While the Dor Sameach and Marach Or Zeruah say it's much more dependent on the type of mitzvah, right? Or the Sameach because of the toeles of the mitzvah, the tameh mitzvah, and the Marach Or Zeruah about the nature of the mitzvah as a maisa mitzvah or a totzas mitzvah. Now, so finish off, the Chaim actually adds in a whole alternative explanation. Now, the problem is that his Hagdara is totally unclear. It totally falls under Natan's problem of like, wait a second, this is like totally undefined. He says near lo mer, but open acher. Had lo mahani shlichos b'mitzvah. The chol ma'id b'mahani shlichos who rakish amishaleach b'ilim advar shlichos. The chol makor hadin shel shlichos who migit the kedushin v'truma. Disham who b'ilim al davar hashlichos. Kmo shavatina b'melsa leisa b'tanai leisa b'shlichos. Because you know yachol lehasnos heavy raya shu lo b'ilim al davar. Al karachach mitzvah she'enu b'ilim lo mahani shlichos. Okay, says Reb Chaim, I don't think it's based on the mitzvahs in the ma'isa, the mitzvahs in the gof, the mitzvahs in the totzah. He says, I really think it depends on whether or not you have authority over this mitzvah. Are you the b'ilim, right? If you're giving someone power of attorney, you can only give them power of attorney over things that you have legal power over in the first place, right? Now, actually, I think the Reb Chaim actually could give us a very sharp definition in the sense that I think he really is going to go really all the way back towards the what we originally understand in the Tosfos Rid. You're not bailim over a mitzvah in general, right? The actual mitzvah itself, you have no authority over that. What do you have authority over? Right, getting back to Rachel's point about like, wait, what about tzedakah, right? So maybe the answer is yeah, like tzedakah is something you're doing with your money, right? You have authority over that. A matana, you have authority over that. Gitin and kiddushin, you have authority over that. Truma, right? Being mafresh truma and your something that's yours, you have authority over that. But you don't have authority over mitzvahs achilas matzah or davening or mitzvahs tefillin, right? Where do you have authority over that? It's not something that's yours or something that you're able to define, right? Like getting in condition, you can decide to get divorced and you can go and be and divorce, right? You have a measure of authority over that. God told you to put on tefillin in the morning. You have no authority over that, right? It's not something that's under your power. Right, you can be lazy and not do it, but it's not something that you're bailim over. And if you really see shlichus as something which is transferring authority, so then you actually need authority in order to transfer it. Now, what's great about this Reb Chaim is that it kind of pulls us away towards you know this side of the equation, even though we're treating shlichus as something that's like shlucho shel adam is kimosa, right? Because the more we were saying shlucho shel adam kimosa, the more we were interested in saying, well, really shlucho should work for mitzvahs, right? And then we'd say, well, yeah, but not for gufo mamish, or for mili de memela, right? We put in certain limitations on the shlichos, right? According to Reb Chaim, and then we were saying, oh, according to the Rosh Hameach, according to Machor Zeruah, according to Tosfos Rid, we're going to view shlichos as being less transfer of like, oh, shlichos shalom kimoso, and he's now the new Baal Davar because, you know, then really maybe you should be able to transfer. And they're going to say, yeah, okay, shlichos is more about someone accomplishing something on your behalf, right? But they're not you, right? And they're not really the Baal Davar. They're not really even authorized to do the Maisa mitzvah, right? They're allowed to do certain things for you, but they're still not you, and even their actions aren't yours. And that makes shlichos more like shlichos mishum yad, right? Shlichos is almost like causative, but not like a direct, like a transfer of authority. Reb Chaim saying, no, shlichos is dafka transfer of authority. It's shlucho shel adam kimoso, right? He really becomes the Baal Davar in your place. Right? So if he's your shliach, you know, I don't think Reb Chaim would have a problem with saying that once someone is a shliach, that his guf could be treated as if it's your guf. Right? What's our problem, says Reb Chaim? You need a lot of authority in order to make someone else be you, right? In order to say shlucho shalom kimoso and he's the new Baal Davar, you have to have a tremendous amount of authority. And you just don't have that type of authority over mitzvos, you know, in a normal situation. Who made you, you know, who made you boss of us, right? Who put you in charge of mitzvah tefillin? And says Reb Chaim, no one did. So therefore, you just can't make a shliach. Okay. So we'll just stop here. And next week we will continue with Shlech Dvar Aver.